Whoa.
Hello.
Hello.
And welcome.
You caught a little bit of the end of a fuck there, right?
So to speak.
Yeah, so to speak. It was me saying what the fuck because our recording, our Pork Therapy Mobile Studio is a giant fucking fail.
Oh, it is not. You're hearing us, so it didn't fail that much.
Yeah, that's true. I guess
thanks for listening.
Marginally passed. It got a marginal pass in the academics of life. Anyway, welcome to Pork Therapy.
Yes, it's Mike here.
And this is Stephanie. And we're getting you on the Pork Therapy couch.
Where communication
is key in all relationships.
Not to force the issue.
You don't want to force anything. It might hurt. Anyway, anywho.
So, in the future, you can send us your questions at questions@porktherapy.com.
Yes, and please do, because we welcome your questions. And if you want to be a guest host, also, just let us know. We're open to that possibility.
Yeah.
Except unless we don't like you.
Yeah, so let us know.
We'll
kick
you off the couch. No, we're just kidding. We like all of our listeners.
We do?
I think so.
Who are they all?
Good question. But if I don't know them, then it's safe to assume that we have no problem with them, right? We like them.
Yeah, for the benefit of the doubt, sure.
And they're listening to our podcast.
And I can tell you that, yeah, exactly.
They must be good, decent human beings that put up with our bullshit.
I wouldn't say that, but I'll say I like at least the part of them that is listening to us.
What part would that be? Is it below the belt?
Who has ears down there?
I don't know, maybe some people do. This is getting into the ridiculous, very quickly degenerating here on Pork Therapy. So anyway, Mike, what are we talking about tonight?
Lying.
Is that true?
No, I'm lying. The topic is actually telling the truth.
We're talking about telling the truth. No, we're actually talking about lying. And and what about lying? Is it ever good, I guess, was the question, right?
Yes.
Why do people lie, and is it ever good to lie?
Is it ever inappropriate to lie?
Okay, well, that's a fair question. Who asked that question, by the way?
It's actually,
submitted by old Greg?
No, I don't think so, but we go by anonymity, remember?
Oh, that's right. Well, so, we could at least assign a gender to it, right?
So Anne sent us that question.
Yes.
Anonymity, she's Irish.
Anonymity. That was pretty cute. I've actually never heard that one before.
I've
heard
said it
like
before.
Anonymous, like Ms., you know, like the
MS. Anonymous. Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad, though. It's not that creative. Anyway, okay, we're talking about lying. So
this is actually really, really.
This is a huge topic.
Yeah, tough topic.
Yeah. So okay, let's start out with a question. I'm going to pose a question to you, Mike.
Yep.
What was the last lie that you told?
Oh man, I don't know.
That you're willing to admit. I guess you don't have to answer the question truthfully.
Right? Well, then the answer would be yes, right now. I don't know. I do still lie. I hate when I do it. I try and catch myself and, like, either immediately or the next, you know, an hour later or the next day, I say, I'm sorry, I goofed.
Mm-hmm.
But
let's go into why do people lie. Why, do you remember why you lied last?
Well,
why,
I think the
why do you lie?
The main reason I think that I lie now is...
See, I lie because I can't sleep standing up. Right. So bad. Okay, go ahead anyway. Why do you lie? Why does anybody lie?
I don't know about anybody, but I lie mainly now because I'm... Probably because of pride and wanting to respond without thinking. So if somebody says something or asks something and I feel defensive... I might spout out an answer that is or isn't true without thinking, because I have to defend myself, or I want to make myself look good, or whatever that, you know, the scenario is.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe I did something stupid, and they say, why'd you do that? And then I'll make up a reason so I don't seem so stupid.
Yeah, because trying to justify your actions.
But I'm doing it without thought, because
if I think
for 5 seconds before answering, then I'll realize, who cares? I made a mistake. I'll tell them. Because that's usually what I do. I make something up, and then... I mean, I shouldn't say I usually do this, but when I make something up and lie about it, then I correct myself shortly thereafter. I say, I don't know what I was thinking. I did not... You know, I was not captain of a boat and crashed into the dock. I actually just did something really stupid.
Well, like, would that be like if someone says, oh, hey, Mike, how did you break your leg? And you say, well, I was going down on this woman on skis and... And we crashed into a tree because she was having such an orgasm that she blocked my view and she knocked my helmet off my head. So, yeah.
And then, right. And then they say, oh, wow, that sounds awesome. Who was it? And then you go, oh, man, I just fell down the stairs.
Yeah, so I guess in that circumstance, you're lying to save face, right?
Yeah.
You're lying to protect your, preserve your dignity, right?
Right, and I wouldn't say it's ever
that's not a particularly malicious lie.
Hyperbolic. It's usually more like, I did something stupid and I didn't want to look stupid, so I say something else, and then I look even stupider when I have to correct myself, so I get out of the habit of lying.
Basically, it's a bad idea, but only if you get caught, right?
Right. No, actually, not with me, but yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
But now,
so, I mean, that's a good reason to lie, I guess.
I don't think it's a good reason to lie, to save face. Why? What does face mean? What does pride mean? If you're suddenly untrustworthy, soon as they find out.
Yes, that's true. But to you, I guess, if you can successfully pull off a lie to save face, which is hard.
It's impossible long term.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I don't like lying because you have to remember the lies that you told, and it's almost impossible.
And they have to mesh with each other.
They have to all make sense and fit. And usually you can just, if you're an outside observer, you can pick up that something about a story isn't right or doesn't jive with the rest of the details or what you know.
Yeah. Or you could maybe, if you know the person, you can sense that their facial gestures or whatever is slightly different, and you get the vibe that the lie is happening. But
that's a good point. How do you know when someone's lying?
Well, we can get there, but
yeah, let's
I want to know
about that later. But
why do people lie? Is there ever a good reason to lie? I mean, there are, I think.
Well, I've lied. Okay, I've lied for what I thought. I can think of two good reasons to lie. Right.
Mm-hmm.
One is if you're trying to. One is for privacy. Right. Okay, so one time somebody asked me a personal question that I did not want to answer.
Uh-huh.
And so, maybe I should have just said, I'm sorry, that's too personal. I don't want to answer that question. But I lied.
And what did you say to get out of it?
Somebody asked me how I got something that they probably considered expensive beyond the point that they thought I would have that kind of money.
Okay.
Right? And so they asked me, like, how did I afford that, or something like that. That's a very personal question, right? I didn't want to answer it.
Well,
and so
okay.
I lied.
Yeah, but what was the lie that sated their curiosity?
Well, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, okay,
it. This
okay,
is a
never
bad
mind.
Example.
No, it's a good example, but it's too private.
Yeah, it's too
you
private because I don't want to divulge the details.
Okay, but I don't, I
it's
think it would have been.
It's just personal, I felt like the person was, it was none of their business,
but
they were going to continue to pester me about it.
Can you tell me why your lie was a better solution than telling them, this is personal and I don't want to tell you?
It was not.
Oh, okay.
It would have been much better if I had the balls to say, that's too personal. I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah.
I don't want to share that. But at the same time, this leads into the second reason. I also, I shouldn't have been worried about this, but I was worried about offending the person. Like, oh, what? You don't want to answer my question? That's too personal? You don't trust
See,
me?
That's interesting because, first of all, I don't think, I try not to care what other people think about me.
But
irrelevant to that, if you're concerned about what they'll think or offending them, then why wouldn't they be offended if they found out you lied to them? And they're going to find out eventually.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess that's true.
I mean, all they have to do, if they're actually curious, all they have to do is ask one other person, you know.
Well, maybe that other person doesn't know the truth.
Well, yeah. Well, then, yeah, I guess if you're going to live a web of lies, then you might confuse enough people to not ask.
Who wants to live a web of lies?
I don't know. I've met some.
Well, people who are closeted, right, about something, right? They're living a web of lies, right?
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah.
In high school, I had a friend, until I realized this, who was a pathological liar. He lied about everything all the time.
Wow.
And it's just, whoa, that crazy.
So nothing he said was ever true, really.
Well, and I can't say nothing, but
But he was successful at it because you believed him until
out. Yeah, for a short while, until
so
his stories
long?
Started to
not make sense. Not,
well, yeah, and so they started to conflict with each other or conflict with versions that he told someone else who told me of the same event. And it doesn't take long to realize they're just making stuff up all the time.
Mm. You know, I heard a study I remember when I was in a psychology class in college. I saw this study that said that what they did was they took college students and they paired up two heterosexual people of opposite genders. And they had them introduce themselves to each other and then have a 10-minute conversation. at where they just kind of chatted about themselves and they got to know each other. Like, oh, you know, what's your major? Like, what do you like to do for fun? Things, you know, things sort of nature. And what they found was that on average, 33%, a third of the things that people said were bullshit. So they were either lying or exaggerating something greatly that wasn't quite true.
And it's like something that doesn't even matter.
Right, something that doesn't matter. It's a person that you've never met before, you're probably never going to meet again, but yet they were puffing themselves up to try to look better. They were trying to, you know, look better in front of this person that they maybe could have potentially gone on a date with, but like, what a horrible way to start off a relationship by lying and telling bullshit to the other person.
And how common is that?
Oh.
Listen to our Meeting New People episode.
And that was just the average, so you know that there were some people who are completely truthful, but some people who lied two-thirds of the time.
Wow.
Can you imagine meeting someone new and then, like, two-thirds of the things that they say are bullshit. I mean, wow.
I can imagine not talking to them anymore.
Yeah, but how would you know? I mean, how would you know
if they're
not
really...
Well,
you'd find out quickly. That's my point.
Yeah, I think you do. I mean absolutely.
Maybe not quickly.
If you get to know them and you really are trying to form a relationship with them,
it'll
you do
be
quickly
easy
discover the
because,
bullshit.
Yeah, especially if they're lying two-thirds out of time. Two out of three things they say are false, you're going to find out quickly. If they lie once in a while, it may be very hard to find out. And if someone lies, you know, only about something really important, which only occurs rarely, you may not find out.
Right.
And that would suck, but...
Okay, well, maybe that brings me to the second circumstance where I thought lying might be appropriate, and that was to save someone else's feelings.
Oh, you think that's appropriate?
Well, okay, in certain circumstances, some people would disagree, right? I'm not really trying to make a value judgment here, there are some people who, if someone said to them, you know, tell me your honest opinion, do you think I'm fat, or do you think I'm ugly? Like, what good is it going to do to tell them, yes, you're ugly?
Well, wait a minute now. It depends, because if they were being honest, they want to know.
Yeah, I guess that's true. You could definitely make that argument. I mean,
if they're not,
but like, how are you going to phrase that answer? Like, are you going to say, well, you know, I think you have a really nice personality, but your physical appearance, you could probably work on, maybe you could lose some weight. I guess maybe that's kind of a little bit mean, but maybe that's what they want to hear.
I
don't know.
Maybe, or maybe you could talk around it and not lie and not, and still give them the
answer. Give a political answer.
Well, not really. Not
by talking around it.
Well, I didn't mean it that way. I mean, like, if someone says, am I ugly? You could say... You know,
there are a lot of things that factor into attractiveness besides physical appearance.
Right, right.
You could say something like that. That's not
right. Or
that
you
question.
Could say, no, I really like your hair. It's pretty, and your eyes are pretty. But you should probably take better care of your teeth, or what? You know, whatever. or you need to lose weight, or you should smile more often because that's easy. Or you know, you give suggestions. You could sandwich the negative between two positives. That makes it easier to swallow.
Uh huh. And so you're being honest, but you're couching it in terms... Instead of just saying, you're fugly. That would be really mean.
Or if you really want to be direct.
So it's in the delivery,
am I
that's
ugly?
What you're saying.
Yep.
yeah, I mean, that's not nice.
No.
But, okay, I have to say at the same time, though, like, sometimes when people ask that question, they're just looking... They're looking for an honest answer, yes. But sometimes... They're looking for reassurance, and they're looking for someone to say, no, of course you're not ugly, of course you're not fat, right?
Right. I mean, I can think of examples that are from movies and probably happen in real life, like when the guy dumps the woman and she's crying, am I fat, am I ugly?
Yeah.
And she's looking to be told,
it's not
no,
you,
you're
it's
not.
Me, right?
Yeah, exactly.
It's not you, it's me is a very common lie that people tell.
But actually, that's sometimes true.
Sometimes it is,
but it's also an easy lie.
It is often used to get out of a relationship that people feel... I guess that's another thing. Like, why is it so hard to reject someone? I guess that's another topic, right?
Yeah, rejection should be a whole topic.
All right, we'll save that for later. Right. But anyway, so is it ever appropriate to lie, do you think?
So. First of all, I don't think we're done with the emotions thing. I mean,
No.
Protecting someone's feelings.
Can we go on a tangent here? I just thought of something.
Can we?
Oh,
what else do we do?
I should stop asking. Ask forgiveness, not permission.
Yeah.
Right? I hate it when people... if I'm eating lunch with someone and I have something stuck in my teeth and the other person knows or notices, whoa, but doesn't say anything about it. Okay, that's going to get really annoying really fast. We hope that
Greg
will answer his phone. Irritating.
That's not the phone. That's the fire alarm, actually. Our studio is burning down.
Oh, get out of here. Yeah. Save yourselves. Yes. Anyway, so... Okay, we're done. Maybe we should edit that out. Okay, it's over.
Okay.
What were we talking about? Is it ever appropriate to lie?
Okay, so another way... when you said it's appropriate to lie to save people's feelings, I thought you were going to say to save a life. Because you know
what would be a circumstance if you were lying to save
someone's
life? Well,
a theoretical one, you know, an example used in philosophical discussions about lying is often a murderer comes to the, you know, knocks on your door and says, "I'm going to kill your son. Where is he? Would you lie about where your son is?" Or, you know, anyone.
Well, why would you even give any information to a murderer? Why wouldn't you just pull out your piece and try to...
What if they threaten you? What if, you know, that's a silly example. Why would he knock on a door? How would you know he's a murderer?
Some of these things are...
I know, but it makes the point. It takes all else as being equal. So let's say you're walking down the street and somebody jumps out of an alley and points a gun at you. So you're at their control.
Right.
And they say, "Tell me where Joe is," and you know Joe, or "I will kill you." And they say, "Tell me where Joe is because I'm going to kill him," or "I will kill you."
Well, I mean...
So do you lie?
If they really want that information and you're the only one who has it, they're not going to kill you. So I think they're bluffing. They're lying to you.
You're playing games here. I'm not making a James Bond movie. I'm asking the question about lying.
Well, I think it's oversimplifying the issue.
It's oversimplifying an example. You think it's oversimplifying the issue?
Yeah, because they're always... Because if a murderer says to you, I know you know where Joe is, and I'm going to kill you, and I'm going to kill him.
How about torture? They do that all the time. Like, I just saw a movie called Rendition.
Oh, I saw that movie, too. Yeah.
And how about just in real life, in torture, they're asking you things.
Right.
And they will
hurt you
or kill you if you don't
tell
them.
That's a good example.
Do you lie?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I would probably lie to get myself out of being tortured. But then what are they going to
do? Most people do. I think that's the problem with torture.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's notorious for that.
For bogus
not to mention that it's completely unethical and it's...
And disgusting.
It's disgusting
but,
and...
But,
yeah.
But it, being in the position of the torturee, I guess...
Yeah,
it's,
wouldn't
I,
you
it's
lie?
It's appropriate to lie.
Yeah, I think that's appropriate.
And to,
if someone's extorting you using force on you, of course you
that's,
could...
That's what I was going to extract
it to. You don't owe them your honesty.
Yep. If you're being
if you're
aggressed against...
saving yourself.
Yeah.
Hmm. So, okay, so is it appropriate to... So, but the other problem is, what are they going to do to you once they find out that you lied?
Well, that's almost a side issue, because at least it gets you out of danger now, and maybe you could protect yourself.
Maybe.
Or maybe you could make, you know...
But are they going to just torture you worse when they find out that your information is not true?
Perhaps, if they can get to you. Maybe you can get to them, maybe you can turn them into a reputation authority or whatever.
Right.
An arbitration center. Maybe you could, you know, ostracize them and tell the society what they did. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could get a vigilante effort going and you know, capture them and give them a taste of their own medicine or teach them a lesson or whatever. Or for that matter, if they threaten your life, maybe you have to kill them in order for them to stop killing you. Whatever. But I think at the moment where force is being applied, if you lie, there's nothing immoral about it and it might save your life.
Hmm. So can we apply that to the government?
Sure, how?
Right, things like, I don't know, income taxes, they're asking you, how much money did you make this year? And
well,
they're using force on you, is it appropriate to lie?
I think so.
Yeah.
What is income tax is nothing but...
It's extortion, right?
It's not even... is it extortion or theft?
It's extortion because they're threatening you that we're going to do something horrible to you if you don't pay this money.
No, because you've already paid. You haven't even paid. They've taken it out of your check before you get your check.
Well, it depends. It depends on whether you
the
are
kind of tax.
Right. Well,
okay,
no, and it also depends on whether you get a paycheck from an employer or whether you're self-employed.
Well,
right?
Barely, because it's becoming harder and harder to be self-employed.
Well, that's true.
Under this government. But you're right.
Right.
And it also depends on the kind of tax. So, yeah, it's extortion and or theft. And I think it's appropriate to lie because you're being aggressed against actively right then.
Yeah.
If you want to
certainly
lie and take the risk.
Many people lie about that.
So
right?
this also goes
this
back
is a
to
very
your,
common lie.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
This
actually good
you,
for them.
And you said, well, what about in the last example? You said, well, what if they wouldn't they torture you more if they found out you're lying?
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, if the government finds out you're lying on taxes,
yes.
They will come after you and demand more money with fines and interest.
They will.
So it is a risk, but people do it anyway.
Oh, so many people do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I no longer lie on taxes. I just don't pay them.
Yeah. There you go. You're being direct.
Yeah. Income tax, anyway. I do pay property tax if I own property.
Because
that's just too easy for them to find out
and
steal the property.
Yes.
Right.
Hmm.
Man, this studio is full of beeps and buzzes today.
It's going to be really irritating. Okay. So, what are some other reasons people lie?
To find out, download part 2 of this episode. We were getting a little long-winded and decided to split it into 2 episodes. Stay tuned!